Toronto, when Eva Stanger-Ross and Zev Godfrey spoke with Toronto Today last week, the U of T students and Fight for Bikes co-founders had some jitters ahead of their first-ever protest, which denounces provincial legislation that could see Toronto bike lanes removed. Fast forward to this weekend, it's safe to say they're feeling relieved. That's because hundreds of cyclists responded to their call on Saturday and gathered at Christie Pitts Park to hear Stanger-Ross, 20, and Godfrey, 18, air out their frustrations on Bill 212, which suggested the province could remove bike lanes on portions of Bloor Street, Yonge Street and University Avenue. Thousands turn out for protest to save bike lanes. BYU, I can get loud 2WTF in Toronto. The move would also prevent new bike lanes from being created if the province determines they would impede traffic. It's really problematic to see the government entity that is meant to be operating at a provincial level stepping in and trying to micromanage these three streets in Toronto, Godfrey said. I'd urge Doug Ford to consider the importance of local politics. The organizers were joined by several guest speakers, including Jessica Bell, MPP for University, Rosedale. Norm DePasquale, federal NDP candidate for Spadina, Fort York. And Robert Zychowski from the Community Bike Ways Coalition. Following their speeches, the young colleagues led a large bike ride through downtown and along major portions of the city's bike lane infrastructure that may eventually cease to exist. Photos and video uploaded to social media show long streams of cyclists taking over high traffic areas of the core. Cars and other vehicles were completely enveloped by the bikes in most pictures. Organizers described the energy from the ride as, unlike anything we've seen. You take our lanes, we'll take yours. BYU, Philip the Awesome in Toronto. It was so much more than we were expecting, Godfrey said. We were super excited to see how many people were there. We completely crowded the street. At one point, there were so many people that some of them had to walk their bikes. It was super cool. While their initial plan would see attendees riding towards Bloor and Yonge, organizers were astounded when cyclists wanted to keep the movement going. An estimated 200 or so continued to Queen's Park where chants erupted on the lawn. Everyone there was really excited and passionate about the issue, Godfrey said. It was this big group of people who wanted to do as much as they could. It was a friendly vibe. There was an energy of wanting to fight and resist, but also this element of having a good time. The protest has helped Fight for Bikes establish a name in Toronto as more than 60 people have expressed interest in volunteering and helping organize future protests, according to organizers. To keep the momentum going, the group would like to host another demonstration and ride before the snow falls. It really shows there's a lot of people who care about this, Godfrey said. We see the future being more events like this, but with even more people behind them.